Hello, and welcome to episode 135 of The Cult of Tea and Dice. Today, I am Mordrigan, and I will be your GM for a game that I learned about on the good friends of Jackson Elias, a very good podcast, called Dead of Night. And tonight's episode is called... Oh, God, I forgot what the name is. The Fatal Mysteries of Osiris. We will all be in ancient Egypt. The Nile has not risen this year. And now comes the princess of the Pharaoh to find out what the fuck's going on. You are?
I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Duo Tentapet, the priestess of Isis to the Temple of Osiris, keeper of the sacred water.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Capes, the princess of Egypt, and confidant of her father, the Pharaoh.
I am Bloodied, and I am playing Horemheb, holy eunuch of the Temple of Osiris.
I'm the Duck, and I'm playing Amenemet, High Priest of the Temple of Osiris, Keeper of the Mysteries of Osiris.
And you'll notice we have a new person, the Duck. Hey, the Duck, who the fuck are you, and what are the fuck are you for?
I've been in some of your games before.
It's true.
Obviously not recorded, but elsewhere.
Do you have a long-time relationship with the role-playing games?
I've been playing for about 3 years.
So the first game that you played with me was your first role-playing game?
Yep.
Fucking hell, I'm cured. Nice. I did not realise that. Well, you learn something new every day, listeners. So basically, we're going to be playing Dead of Night. Dead of Night is a rules relatively light game that basically emulates, you know, the sort of slasher horror genre where player characters are not called player characters, they are called victims. Now, it's got a very light system. You've got four pairs of stats which are oppositional. So you've got, like, Identify Obscure for finding stuff out or hiding stuff. Persuade, dissuade, to persuade people to do stuff, or things to do stuff, I should point out, or dissuade them from. Pursue and escape, that last one is going to be important, people. And finally, assault and protect. Hitting shit, or, you know, stopping stuff either hitting you or others. Some people might have specialities. They all start with 5 survival points, and they can earn more by playing up to the slasher horror sort of cliche, shall we say. So, if any of them decides to go to the basement of the ancient Temple of Osiris, they're probably going to get a survival point. They've also got a bad habit each, which is something that they particularly have to do. Now, in addition to this, there is this wonderful thing called tension, which details how fucked up everything has gotten. Now, the tension is currently set to 5, and I'll explain why it's set to 5 in a moment. The tension is currently set to 5, and it will slowly ramp up as people either spend or lose survival points. Once it gets to 10, something quite bad is going to happen. Once it gets to 15, something really fucking awful is going to happen. But the most important thing about tension is that I can spend it to fuck with the players. For example, if they're trying to make an escape check to run away from a werewolf, and they roll 5 over the difficulty they need, which is always 15, I could just tick down my thing by a couple of points, and they lose those points from their check, and they fail. So, just to bear that in mind, now because of the system, the game that we're playing, which I've written, I can spend up to 5 points of tension on any check, but I can only mess with escape or assault checks. I can't mess with any other check. Before we begin, however, I think we should review the hot chocolate. Now, as you all know, we've changed from reviewing tea for the time being, because frankly I don't have room for any more tea in my house. I'm currently trying to clear my house out so I can sell up. Because me and Mrs. Morgan haven't got a bigger house. So we've moved on to hot chocolate. Now, today we have Whisper Gold.
It's good.
It's good.
It's very caramelly.
Mm.
Which makes sense, because the Whisper Gold chocolate bar is is a whisper with caramel on. I quite like it. I actually prefer more darker hot chocolates though. So, Sue Thorpe? Nick's staring into space, trying to decide, aren't you?
It's a very nice light hot chocolate.
Yeah?
I've just put my ghost marshmallow.
We still have ghost marshmallows left over from Halloween.
I have to say, the school teaspoon feels really weird when you like,
yeah,
a bit of froth put it in your mouth and don't realise it's cold.
Skull teaspoons were amazing for destroying my ghost with, though. I got to scrape the ghost spoons to death quite happily.
I was given skull teaspoons by a friend of mine, and they are wondrous.
They are beautiful.
Terrible for sugar, but wondrous in every other way. So what do you think of the hot chocolate, the Doc?
As far as hot chocolates go, it's quite nice. I don't normally drink hot chocolate a lot, so I don't really have a lot to compare it with.
So you're a hot chocolate noob?
A little bit, yeah.
Now, how are you going to do when we get back onto tea? How are you with tea?
I'm going to struggle. See, I'm half American, which means the half American side of me doesn't like tea.
Dear but then shit.
The half English side of me doesn't like coffee, so I don't normally drink hot drinks that much. So,
oh dear.
We'll see.
Did you not ask this question before recruiting him?
No, of course I didn't. Come on. That's not how I do things. I don't ask questions. I just go, hey, dude, do you want to turn up and be an ancient Egyptian and probably get murdered? That was pretty much what I said as well.
Pretty much.
That does sound like one of your recruitment speeches.
It does. But this is the cult of tea and dice we're talking about.
That's true.
It's not dice. Recruitment speech. That's not bad.
You were pre-recruited. You were one of the founding members.
No, I mean to your role plays in general.
That's because didn't you end up joining because Il Porcupino brought you along to one?
Yes.
Well, there we are then.
Correct me. Along with the elf.
Yes, who then disappeared from all the world.
I didn't really get a speech either. I just got told, well, this person's leaving. We need a new person to join us.
And then he said yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
I just recall the very first things you mentioned to me were, hey, look, here's a Call of Cthulhu campaign. No, no, you don't lean on LARP weapons.
What? I don't remember doing that.
This was, to be fair, 14 years ago.
Well, yeah, that's that.
Yeah, the first thing I think he ever actually said to me was probably, this is how you use a LARP weapon.
Yeah.
Either that or, this is your character, these stats will do. It was one of them.
Yeah. It was probably the latter.
No. It was you asked me whether I like fire, and I said yes.
Yes. That was it. The very first sentence I ever said to Archive was, do you like fire? And she got a funny look in her eye and said yes. Well, that's quite some years ago now as well, isn't it?
Yeah, like 11 or something.
We're amazing. Right, so anyway. Getting on with the fucking game at hand. Ladies and gentlemen, you are all people of ancient Egypt. You live in the wonderful city of Nantikara, which is on the coast, right on the coast, about 20 miles or so north of Alexandria. You know, the thing that's on the coast now. I spent quite a lot of time this weekend in the Sunken Cities of Egypt exhibition at the British Museum. There's a reason why this got written. So you are all members of, well, with the exception of one of you, you are all members of the Temple of Osiris. Some of you are associate members, like our priestess of Isis here, whose job is to provide you with the holy waters of Isis to facilitate the mystery of Osiris. Which we'll get onto in a minute. Some of you are the High Priest. And you, the Duck. Some of you are, like, the Holy Eunuch. Important to undertake all of those rites where having a mind clouded by sex would be unfortunate.
You work on the roleplay for this one.
Every year, a certain rite is performed. Called the Mystery of Osiris. And the way this works is as follows. There is a huge stone basin, some 9 foot long, in which the high priest first goes and gathers some barley from the temple gardens, and then carries them to and then carries them into the temple and blesses them. Then goes down to the Nile and takes some Nile wood and brings it up to the Grand Basin. And there he makes a model of the god using charms and amulets and so on and casting incantations over it. Certain of these incantations are actually undertaken by the holy eunuch, who has to come in and do certain things in secret to the statue to ensure that it is all pure and ready for the god. Then the priestess of Isis provides the holy water of Isis, which the high priest sprinkles over the statue every day for a period of 30 days, at which point the whole statue sprouts barley shoots. The Nile rises. The statue is lifted out of the basin, placed on a boat, a papyrus canoe, rowed down to the front of the river, and sunk. Except this year. Because, for some reason this year, the Nile has not risen. The Nile has not increased even one jot. In fact, it still sits solidly in the bottom of its path, showing no sign of rising at all. Now, you, Capes, have been sent by the Pharaoh to inquire of these people why they have not caused the Nile to rise as per their usual inclinations with regards to Osiris. Why does the Nile not rise? The only problem is, when you set off to, because the Temple of Osiris is in the middle of the river on an island, when your little barge set off to take you to the temple complex, quite a lot of irate people were on the banks, because everybody is currently, well, the Nile hasn't risen, so food is getting very scarce. People are worried about the future, and worried about the fact that Osiris seems to be fucking angry about something. And when your barge set off, suddenly a whole load of these tiny canoes packed with angry, angry people started coming across after you. So as it is, you have just reached the island and there are a horde of small ships coming after you, filled with people brandishing rakes and scythes and generally looking like they're going to murder everybody on the island. Which would be bad, because you're fairly certain killing the entire priesthood of Osiris is gonna anger the god as well. Your barge has literally just pulled up on the, in the little pier section of the island. The rest of you can be wherever you like in the temple complex. Where would you be, high priest?
Probably praying or performing some sort of ritual, trying to figure out why the Nile hasn't risen.
Are you at the Grand Basin, or are you somewhere else, perhaps?
Do I have a personal study of some sort?
I'll be there. So you're in your personal study, praying fervently. What about you, Holy Eunuch?
Well, what other duties does the Holy Eunuch have besides participating in the ritual?
Mostly none. You're literally kept there for certain rites that require somebody unsullied by sex.
I'm sorry, the idea...
The look that he gave me.
No, more than the fact that the hilarity that this is, the idea of me being unsullied is causing Nick's an archive. Really, it is an amusing thought to anyone who knows
it's
me.
It's your expression as well.
Basically, you are the unsullied soul that is used for certain rites, where, like, any sort of earthly connection would be bad. Incidentally, you're entirely bald, just so you know. Okay. So are you.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I imagine...
You're not priestess.
Anyway, moving swiftly on before this descends into more carry
this
on
is
up
just
the climber.
This is just fucking giggles. No, it's more like Carry On Cleo.
Yeah,
come on.
True. Good point, well made.
Oh, wow. It's a horror game, people. You're all gonna die.
Yeah,
just so you know.
It's one of the silly campier 80s ones. well, I suppose rather than wasting someone who'd be doing something useful on it. I suppose I could be the one waiting to meet Her Highness.
Okay. You are at the front door, the giant two front doors of the temple. Priestess of Isis, where are you?
I will be in whatever section of wondrous place you put aside for my use, waiting to go and make an entrance.
So basically, you're next to the big well.
Yeah.
The big well at which you pray repeatedly to your goddess Isis, who puts Osiris back together when he's chopped up by his father, with the exception of his penis, which she makes out of clay.
Yep.
And then, for some reason, has sex with him. Never worked that one out. Ladies and gentlemen, Egyptian wife.
Does she bake the clay? Or
it doesn't say. But they are in a hot country, so...
Okay, otherwise the sex thing was going to get messy on top of being weird.
It gets weirder. She turns into a falcon before she has sex with him.
So basically the Egyptians invented furries is what we're saying. Fair does.
Yeah, sort of. The ancient Egyptians, furries.
We have
also
seen the pictures with the animal. Kind of.
Yeah.
Sex toys as well.
Yeah.
It is a penis made out of clay.
So it's a strap-on, basically.
Yeah.
She gave her son a strap-on. That's something very sweet about that, actually.
I think she was his wife, actually. Possibly his wife and mother.
Oh, sorry, not confused about the whole father thing. So, yeah, okay. That's
yeah, he got ripped apart by his father, but she was his wife.
Okay.
And then his son was an eagle. Which makes sense if you're having sex with a falcon.
Yeah, why not?
Let's just skip this bit and move on to... And you are on the boat.
Yes.
There's a lot of angry people coming over. Oh, by the way, there are, like, temple servants and so on.
And guards. Do we have guards?
Why would you need guards?
Well,
who's going to touch us?
Angry people with scythes.
You don't have any guards. You've got, like, priests and eunuchs. And big doors.
I'm not the only eunuch here. I'm just the most holy one.
Holy eunuch. Mm. Not the only eunuch.
Wow.
Kill it. Capes, your boat pulls in. Your two guards go, I think we should get into the temple as quickly as possible. Those boats look filled with angry people.
How far away are the boats?
You're all the way across. They're about two-thirds of the way across.
Okay.
Following quite swiftly, although occasionally one capsizes as there's too many people on them. But they all seem quite cross, and they're all shouting things like, kill the false priests, and why isn't the river rising? Osiris has forsaken us!
As a princess, I'm thinking it might be a good idea to just sort of pause for a minute, and tell them that, you know, I am here in the name of my father to investigate this, and they should turn back, and then run into the temple.
Make me a risky persuade check.
Okay.
And note the word risky.
Yeah, I'm noting that. This is a good start. Oh, zero, that's a 10, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm. Awesome. So that's, I add to my number.
What did you get on the dice? Was it 13?
I got 14 on the dice.
So close.
And my persuade is 5.
Okay. So yeah, you get a total of 19. You stand up and give your pronouncement. Go on then.
That's pretty much it.
So, I'm here to sort it. My father.
Yes, I'm here in the name of my father, the Pharaoh, to investigate why the river is not rising. Turn back.
They slow, but they don't seem to turn back. And the one at the front, on the first boat, shouts over. Princess, the priesthood has forsaken us. They have turned the face of Osiris against us. You must get your father, the Pharaoh, to punish them. Punish them most strenuously.
I'm going to investigate and turn and take my guards and go inside.
Okay, you turn and take your guards and head inside, and you do the sort of stately walk.
Definitely.
But you are aware that once you get about halfway up the stairs, you hear a whole lot of commotion out in the river. The guy who was talking to you and had obviously been cowed by your presence, his boat capsizes and a lot of angrier looking people start coming across. The princess is here.
Ah.
Well, you reckon she's a princess. Big headdress and, gold clothing.
Were we told the princess was coming?
No, of course you were not.
But we might have guessed that this might happen.
You saw a royal barge coming, so...
Oh, shit.
One of the guards steps forward into the temple, while the other one steps in and immediately closes the doors and lifts the bar and puts the bar over the doors, and then turns to one of the eunuchs and goes, "Go and bar the doors and windows." And the other eunuch rushes off. "Behold, Her Most Glorious Majesty, the rain upon the palms, the spatter of water upon the path of the Pharaoh, the God King of both Upper and Lower Nile, Her Most Holiness of the Golden Crown of both the Upper and Lower Niles, and of the city of Alexandria, and of the city of Thebes, holder of the sacred flail of Sekhmet, and protector of the Pharaoh, Her Most Wondrous Name of Kapez is."
"Greetings, Your Highness. I am Horemheb, a holy eunuch of the temple."
"I see. Can you explain what is going on?"
"Well..."
"Or can you take me to someone who can?"
"Well, yes, perhaps it is best if I take you to the High Priest. Follow me, please."
You start wandering through the temple complex. Now, the temple complex is on a rocky island in the middle of the Nile. It's where the Nile splits up into various tributaries to get to the sea. But this is a large rocky island in the middle, on which has been built quite a large temple complex. It has its own farmland towards the southern end of the upstream end of the island, shall we say. On the side of the island towards the city, there's a number of outer buildings for the servants and things like that. And then on the necropolis side, there's more built onto the actual temple itself. There's a large central area with a huge statue of Osiris, and several smaller sanctuaries, either to other gods, such as the Well of Isis, which is where you are, and Horus's inner sanctum. There is also, of course, the inner sanctum of the Mysteries of Osiris, where the huge stone basin lies. And on the closest side to the necropolis, there is the rooms of the priests, the eunuchs, and indeed the high priest. Horemheb, you know the way.
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to do on the route? You do notice that there are eunuchs rushing about hither and thither, putting up shutters on all of the windows on the outside and barring all of the doors.
I'm guessing you've seen the royal barge. I also spotted the rather angry flotilla.
Potentially, yes. Certainly, you would have heard all the shouting of "Kill the priests, kill the priests," and they've turned Osiris against us. So what do you do? The princess's two guards are coming.
Not overjoyed by that.
No.
However, I'm not exactly in a position to tell Her Royal Highness what she can and cannot do.
No, of course not. Well, nobody's heard of who will rid me of this turbulent priest yet. But anyway.
I will take her directly to the High Priest.
Okay. Do you knock on the door or just take her straight in?
I'll knock on the door.
There's a knock at your door.
Come in.
And look. Lord Priest, Her Highness.
Oh, we forgot to do something. Kapez, describe yourself.
I look like an Egyptian princess. I don't really know what that looks like.
Fair enough. You look like an Egyptian princess. Horemheb.
I'm a moderately stocky sort of bloke. I have no hair. I'm wearing a tunic of long,
like full body length.
Uh-huh.
With, I guess, very sort of weird bangly things on my arms.
Uh-huh. And, high priest?
I'm bald as well. I guess, average height for an ancient Egyptian. Wearing robes, I guess? I don't know if ancient Egyptian high priests wore robes, and that's what I'm wearing. Very plain.
Very plain. Yeah. Donald type. Because you're quite elderly, aren't you?
Yes. So, I guess I'm just sort of wearing and dressed like the average ancient Egyptian high priest.
So pretty black and spangly for a priest, but still not like that. Mm. I've got old gold.
I'm guessing my clothes are probably a bit fancier.
Yeah, probably.
Being a princess.
Yeah.
I have quite a fancy headdress that probably makes me look a little taller than I am. But I'm about average height, really.
So then, off you go.
Your Highness, welcome.
Thank you. The Nile has not risen.
I am aware of that. I'm desperately trying to figure out why. I can't figure it out. I assure you, if I knew how to fix it, I would, but I'm still trying to figure out. I've been praying, and I just don't know what we've done wrong, if we've done anything wrong. As far as I know, we've done everything the same as we have.
Hey, Horam had. Mm-hmm. He definitely looked at you there when he said that.
I will just sort of, yes, everything was, all the rites were followed in accordance with tradition.
I don't really know what to tell you other than we need to keep praying and keep trying to find a solution to appease Osiris.
I nod firmly with that.
Yeah, that doesn't come across.
Yeah, no, give me a second to remember. Oh shit, radio.
Well, I suggest you do it quickly. There is something of a mob forming outside.
I will do it as quickly as I possibly can, but I cannot rush the gods.
Perhaps.
Sorry?
Can I
turn up there? Yes! Sweeping into the room comes a priestess of Isis! Explain yourself! Sorry, describe yourself!
Explain yourself? Princess is saying.
Please note, she just walks straight into the high priest's room.
I don't know, I'm probably a bit shorter, but I hold myself really like I am the High Priestess of Isis this temple.
Bow down before me, mere humans.
Probably dress very orthodoxly priestessy.
So, sort of a white robe with a big sort of neck thing that looks like spreading wings.
Yeah.
With a hawk in the middle, obviously. A woman has just come into the room. Your two guards look a bit confused. They sort of move as if to pull their copeshes out.
Your Highness, may I introduce you to the Priestess of Isis?
Your Highness.
Hello. I'm here to find out about why the Nile has not risen.
That's the point at which a rock hits the shutters of the window.
Hmm.
And you hear a shout. Kill the priests! Kill the false priests!
As I said, there appears to be a mob.
Well, where is the statue located? Is it outside with the mob, or inside?
There is a giant statue of Osiris in the main temple, and there's also currently a statue made of Lutton Barley in the inner sanctuary where the mysteries take place, in the giant staircase. You can hear, like, grabbing, hands banging on doors and things. You are quite well aware, however, that the temple's pretty damn secure. Unless it brought a ram over, they're not getting in. Because occasionally pirates come across the sea and try and raid the temple because we've got a lot of gold bowls for appropriating the gods and so on. But anyway.
So what do you suggest?
Perhaps we could go take a walk, we could examine the statue together. You can see that everything is in order in terms of what we've done to make the statue, and perhaps we can all try and find a solution.
I'm sure you can tell me if it's in order, but I'd be happy to see it.
Hey, Capes, each sound really different.
So we go for a walk.
Okay. So you go into the big statue of the one in the basin, which is still a big statue, don't get wrong. The one in the basin, though. Yeah, you come into the mystery room. The basin in it is 9 foot tall, well, 9 foot long, actually, and it's made out of this sort of strange, it's parts of it are sort of blood-coloured and parts of it are light-coloured rock. And it's got a huge dint scraped out of it, and the whole thing is perfectly smooth, and it stands on a plinth. As you all come in, you are hit with the stench of rotting vegetation.
Is this new? Like, I assume that everyone, this is kind of an open area, like, you don't need to be the high priest to go in.
People wouldn't tend to go into it unless they had a reason to. Horomath, for example, has been in here a number of times, because he's supposed to be. The priestess of Isis probably wouldn't come here regularly because, well, it's not really her area of expertise. You're all to do with wells and holy water. Holy water. Whereas you spend most of your time here. Yes. But yeah, that's gotten worse since the last time you were here.
As you can see, or as you can smell, the barley has not, sprouted properly. I have no explanation for this. I've done all the rites properly. I've done all the prayers every hour. I've watered it with the water of Isis.
Which I can assure you, fine. See, this isn't something you'd expect.
No, not at all. I would expect the barley to sprout and to be fresh, not rotten.
When did you first notice the statue was different?
When did I first notice that the statue was different?
Pretty early on. Well, you notice certain things about 5 days into the process. And then about 10 days into the process, the first barley started sprouting and then immediately died.
I did notice some anomalies, some abnormalities, but I thought if we proceeded correctly, that they would go away, and they've gradually gotten worse, and I've been trying to find ways to fix it.
And do you have any idea what might have caused these abnormalities?
As I've said, I have no idea. We've done everything by the book, exactly the same as we have in previous years.
Bear in mind, just so you all know, we do have things like, identify and obscure, just in case you want to probe the veracity of statements being made.
I kind of want to ask you something, but
ask me something?
Yes.
Okay. What does it relate to? The thing?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm going to write a thing on here and pass it to you.
It's secret message time!
Yes, it is. There you go. I've got a section on the inside. I've just written a note in pencil.
Yeah, okay. I will respond to that. Can I have a pencil, please? sorry. It's a great radio.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah.
You can pass that down to you.
Thank you. Okay. Right then. So we've got, right. We've got things we can roll to try and work out.
Oh, yes.
So what does identify do?
Well, identify is the general either learn, know, or figure out information skill. So, for example, noticing when someone's lying to you, that sort of thing.
Okay. I could try and find out if anyone's lying to me. Sure. I'm asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, but who are you particularly asking?
Well, I'm mostly talking to the High Priest.
Hey, High Priest.
So...
yes, well, Do you want to do an identify check?
Okay.
High priest. Now, this is one of the very few times where your specialisation might come in handy. Because your specialisation is the mysteries of Osiris. You speak with absolute authority when it comes to the mysteries of Osiris. Now, because this is actually an opposed role, you will be rolling against each other. It's whoever gets highest.
Is there any penalty for using my specialisation? Do I have to? No, I can just.
Yep.
Okay.
That's why specialisation is great.
Yeah, you don't have to worry. You'll be fine.
Okay, rolled a 3.
Yep.
The duck rolled one less than the thing I want to put tension on. So anyway, he is the absolute authority of the mysteries of Osiris, and he seems confident in what he's all about.
He does. Okay.
There's a hammering on the doors and windows, and you can see some of the shutters shaking. Over in one corner, a shutter bar cracks slightly, and a eunuch looks up shocked and runs over and replaces it very quickly.
Perhaps we could move somewhere a little bit more secure without the windows, and we could discuss, talk without distractions of what's going on outside.
You could move to some form of inner sanctum if you wish. In fact, the Well of Isis is pretty much the most central place, because there's a well directly in the center of the earth.
Well, go there then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What does the Well of Isis look like?
Well, I have no clue, so unless you're just spend 5 minutes looking at something on the internet.
Fair enough. Well, no, I was just offering you the chance to describe it yourself.
I assume it's
there's a well.
It's probably got all the appropriate stuff going on.
A statue of Isis and, like, some ceremonial
tables. Very proper and correct.
It's perfect. It's like very clean and very clear and like exactly square on everything.
Like I literally do go around and move things by the half inch to make sure it's right.
Yeah. There's a steady sort of drip sound as water drips from the roof into the well. Originally that was actually a floor in the temple, but a previous high priest declared it a miracle of Isis, and now it's just It does it even when it doesn't rain, so it's a miracle.
How long has that been going on for? The dripping water into the well?
For 40, 50 years.
Oh, okay.
40 or 50 years?
Yeah.
Did the previous high priest not inform you of the miracle of Isis?
So this is where the water comes from?
Yes.
And there was nothing unusual about the water this year?
Nothing unusual about it, no.
Just give me the hand if you want to do, like, identify or whatever.
I can try.
Identify versus obscure.
Thirteen altogether.
Okay. I got 17 altogether.
There's some untruth going on there.
Nothing. Not in the way it was treated or it's collected.
Well, there was a certain amount of demanding going on rather than respecting the part that Isis has in this ritual. I glare at the High Priest of the eunuch.
What are you insinuating by that?
I'm insinuating that the part of my entire role in this temple is to ensure that the wife of Osiris' requirements are also met.
And are they not met?
You didn't even know that the miracle of Isis was in this room.
Well, I don't often need to come down to the Well of Isis.
Do you not take an interest in the temple that is your responsibility? This is probably why we have a Nile that is not rising.
Of course I take interest, but I have a lot of duties around the rest of the temple.
You were appointed because you should have been able to do all these duties.
The entire temple changes.
What was that?
I don't know. The entire temple just shook, however.
Could that have been a message from...
the gods?
The gods.
It could have been.
That's the high priest! Sorry, it might have been.
It's a very liberal high priest. That's why we've got all these problems. Perhaps you should pray and find out.
Very well. I shall take leave and I shall go pray and try and find out.
Where are you going to go pray?
I'll go back to my...
I changed my tension level by shaking the table.
What's the most holy area?
Well, the central area of the temple has an 18-foot tall statue of Osiris. That's usually the big one to go
I'll go there and pray to him.
Obviously, that's also right by the main doors and all of the main windows, and you can hear like banging hands and screaming and shouting outside. The crowd outside seems like they've whipped themselves up into a frenzy, especially after the ground shook. You know, that's the sort of thing that, like, ancient Egyptians and people in general tend to look askance at. So you're there and you kneel down in front of the grand statue of Osiris and start making the appropriate prayers and so on. Could you please do me a risky identify check?
I can do that. The 9 on the dice plus 6, so
15. You are sitting there and praying to the god Osiris, asking him for a sign. A sign from him of whether he has turned his face from you or not. On the ground. Shit. The ground shakes again and assaults Archive with punches. Sorry about that.
I got attacked with spiky things.
Spiky road plates.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me put those on the floor by your side. And the ground shakes, and there's a cracking sound from above you, and the head of the Osiris statue snaps off and slams into the ground in front of you.
I mean, that can mean anything.
You! Ow!
Sorry.
I did get my hands off.
That clipped quite badly.
Sorry.
Like small pieces of rock shatter up on the ground and splatter across your face, causing little cuts, but no lasting damage.
Okay.
All around you hear units go, ah, and temple, and lesser priests than yourself, sort of struggling. And over in one corner, you hear a crack, and where there are two like boards covering the window, the hinges on one side, crack off, and you see hands starting to pour around the outside and shove at the door. A couple of eunuchs rush over and slam their hands against it. You lot in the well of Isis hear the ground rattling. I'm not going to do it because I'll kill Archive. But the ground rattles again, and then you hear a crash out in the main part of the temple.
I'm going to rush out and see what that was.
The head of the statue of Osiris has fallen off the statue of Osiris and landed in front of the high priest, shattering as it does so, and also breaking the floor. Also, the crowd's getting in over there. There's hands coming round the shutters and starting to push it open. What are you two doing, priestess and princess? Sounds like a 60s band, doesn't it? Priestess and princess.
Sounds like a sitcom.
So what are you two doing? Your two guards are sort of going, what was that? Maybe the gods are angered with our presence here. No, don't be stupid.
Do we have, like, records or, things that noted past rituals or that they noted on this one?
Well, almost certainly. You do a lot of, like, writing down of things. That would be in the hall of records, you know, the basement.
I think we should go to the basement with the hall of records is and do some practical research into what's going on and if we can fix it. Your Highness. That does sound sensible. The basement always sounds sensible.
Boss, the basement is defensible. Let us do that. So you two scurry up through the temple, heading for the basement. You know, the dark room with all the books in.
But we've got my guards with us. It's
yes,
fine.
Yes, you do have your guards. Horemheb and Amenemhet, you are in the main room, the head of Osiris has fallen off. Over by the window, you can see the eunuch who was trying to hold the window shut getting dragged through a gap about 6 inches wide, screaming.
I'm going to rush over and try and save him.
Okay. You rush over, and I'm going to make you make a risky protect check.
A risky protect check, okay.
As you try and claw him back into the room.
That's my best stat, but okay. So that's a 12 on the dice, total of 16.
Okay. So you grab hold of the eunuch and drag him back inside. As he comes back inside, his face is a mask of blood as they've hacked at his face. He's still alive, but he's really not well. And you can see people starting to push the shutters to one side and try and get their way out, get their way into the temple. Meanwhile, High Priest, I assume you're sort of kneeling there a bit shocked.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's safe to say he's pretty angry.
Osiris seems a bit cross. can't think why.
Nope. perhaps we should take leave from this outer room and make our way to one of the more safer areas of the temple.
Yes, perhaps the Hall of Records. It is it is quite defensible. I sort of motion to you to keep the windows barred.
Yes, holy eunuch. They pick up some of the stone like seats and start ramming it into the hole. But you can see people are starting to come through and they're hitting the front doors with something. And every time they hit it, the bar jumps just slightly. You may have to retreat to the inner parts of the temple and bar the huge doors to this open area. Of course, if you bar the huge doors to this open area, all these eunuchs are basically trapped. But you guys would survive.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Hey, High Priest! Are you doing that?
I mean... how many eunuchs are we talking about?
Oh, only 6 or 7.
Only 6 or 7. Like, are they your friends or just random?
Yes!
So you've stopped just inside the main door to the central area. So I'm going, we could lock this door.
No, we can't leave them there, they'll die.
Why don't we just call them in and close it really quickly?
Does that sound remotely feasible?
It might be.
I mean, we could leave one really dedicated eunuch out.
No. Quickly! In here!
Okay, mate. Make me a persuade check. It's not really risky for you.
that's a total of 13 altogether.
Altogether?
Altogether, not on the dice. Dice. Yeah, on the dice altogether, sorry.
Right. Yeah, you shout to the units, quick, get in here! And they go, oh, and they drop what they're doing and start running. But as they drop what they're doing, the shutters spring open and angered people leap in. And finally, the door bar jumps out of its hooks and a stream of angry people start hurtling towards you. They reach the eunuchs before they reach the door you're in front of and hack them down with scythes and kopeshes and like threshing paddles for grain. They're only about 4 or 5 meters from you. What are you both doing? You must do something quickly, but it will be risky as you do it.
We're going to have to shut the door.
I think that would be wise.
We'll shut
the door.
We could
have just sacrificed the eunuchs and this would have all been avoided.
Yeah.
I'm just going to glower at you.
Make me a risky assault check.
Both of us?
Risky assault.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
You have to beat people back to close the door.
Okay, I got a total of 22.
Okay, you're fine.
I got a total of 11.
Give me one of your survival
points. You didn't. Give me a blue one.
Is that going to bother you?
A little bit.
Give me one of the blue ones. Otherwise Archive will have a problem.
You've got one of each colour, and that's right.
Complain about not having yellow ones.
Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous.
Doesn't make me sad.
You can have one of my yellow
ones. Why did you not give Nyx any yellow ones? I'll swap a yellow for a green.
Give me 3 survival points. There we go.
Pass me the red.
Yay! That made me very happy.
Nyx has a thing about, you know, the king in yellow and the yellow sign in general. Ask her about her baby daddy. In another, no, actually, don't ask her. Just don't do it. But anyway, yes. So you basically slam the door shut and start trying to get the bar in the way. And as you're doing it, this knife comes through and slashes at your arm, and you leave a deep cut. Outside, the people seem to have been driven into a frenzy by their anger and the shaking of the ground. The temple shakes. But much carefully, so that I don't bury
much carefully,
so that I do not crush Archive with goats. So yeah, you just about managed to bar the door, but you can still hear them hammering on the windows in this section as well. And now, like, several of the eunuchs are looking a bit scared. They're like, but you left them. You left them to die. Which is actually the opposite of what you did, but that's not here nor there.
I wanted to leave. I don't say that out loud.
No, I wanted to leave them to die, but then I didn't. But they died anyway, so. So are you two out?
Yes.
Priestess and Princess, you're already in the Hall of Records. It is a long, long tunnel. It's where they keep the papyruses because it's cool and dry. This end is. The far end actually starts going under the Nile. And they actually stopped digging it because it started leaking. So there's a big stone door at one end, which you tend not to go beyond because it's not worth it. It's going to be down. And down each side there's, like, alcove rooms. Some of them contain papyruses about various rites that have gone before, and some of them contain the remains of dead high priests and, you know, holy eunuchs. It's considered a great, and priestesses of Isis. It's considered a great honour to die in service of your god and be interred in the very temple that you worked your entire life in. Your two guards sort of shut the door behind you and put a bar across it. We should be safe down here. I do not like this place. I believe it is cursed. Broadly true, but only if you're coming in here against the will of the gods. Are we supposed to be here, right?
Of course I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Priestess of Isis.
Of course you are. You're a priestess of Isis. But a wooden cat.
Nope.
So what are you two doing?
First of all, Princess, I must ask. At the time the High Priest mentioned things went wrong, was anything happening in the city? Or anything that you were aware of?
Not that I can recall.
Hey, Priestess of Isis, you've got identity, right?
Well, yes, I wish to, attempt to.
Hey, Princess, you can totally do that obscure thing.
What am I trying to obscure?
Because
it doesn't say anything about anything going on in the city.
No, that's not what you're obscuring.
Okay, so that applies to that even.
Yes.
Right. That wasn't what I'd been asked about. I said anything you were aware of as well.
Oh, you're just not good at obscure, are you, Princess?
I got 15. Yeah, no, I got 13.
On the dice?
No.
Did you get 13 on the dice?
No.
Oh.
We'll tell you if we do.
You know when she said, no, it's more like, no, no, I know nothing. No.
Because Princess, if there was anything, obviously as a sworn Princess of Isis, it would be my duty to try and help her put it right. If there is anything, I do wish this to work out. Kind priestess, persuady way.
Ground shakes once more.
I would like that to stop happening.
Everybody would. Especially Archive, because she might get buried in games. Again.
It's quite scary sitting here.
Don't worry, they'd lapse into silence because they're reading notes. Don't worry. I'm going to switch across to the other two for a second, while you decide what you're going to say next. So you're making your way through the inner temple. Occasionally you can hear the sounds of people bashing on the doors and bashing on the windows, and the ground keeps shaking.
Are there doors we can close after us, kind of thing?
Yes, yeah, but the inside doors don't have quite so many bars, so
okay.
you basically have to drag like stone benches. You make your way down towards the Hall of Records, and as you're going, the ground keeps shaking, and just for a moment, you're walking along, and there's this cracking sound, and there's a freeze along the wall of hieroglyphics. There's a cracking, and a cartouche falls off the wall.
Who's cartouche?
Oh, Osiris is.
Okay.
It just falls clean off the wall and smashes on the ground in front of you both.
Right.
Almost jumps off the wall, even.
I don't really know what to do about that other than keep going. Like,
yes. You just decide to. Oh, fuck this shit, keep walking. You reach the Hall of Records doors. I'll come back to you in a second. So, we left the priestess and the princess sitting pretty much in the dark. The priestess rises trying to find out what's going on.
Well.
The ground shakes once more. Princess looks at you in silence and some small amount of disdain, I feel.
The princess is trying to remember the question.
Oh. Was there anything?
Was there anything? If you tell me, I just want to make this right. I overheard something. Some of the temple girls were talking. One of them, I think they said that they'd taken something from the high priest's room, but they'd returned it. I don't know if it was important. Ah.
I see.
We should find the temple girls and kill them.
Not so good.
The curse. The curse may fall upon us. Temple girls are sacred. We are the guards of the Pharaoh. We can slay. You're a bit worried about one of your guards, but you're not sure which one.
I don't think that is necessary as yet. We should look into this further.
I see. So something that may have been meant to be sacred was not, perhaps, in its original condition.
Perhaps. I believe it was some item of jewellery, perhaps.
Do I have any idea what that could be?
There's a lot of amulets and things that are supposed to be built into the giant statue. It could have been one of them. If it wasn't in there, it would be problematic. Depending on which one it was. I mean, some of the lesser protective amulets, it would be fine. But some of the more important amulets, that's going to be a problem. I mean, there's three major amulets. There's the amulet of the mind, which is in the head. There's the amulet of the heart, which is in the heart. And there's the amulet of the groin, which, well, I suspect you can work out where that goes. Those are the three major ones. If any of those were not there, that would be a colossal problem. Because basically the statue wouldn't have a mind or a heart or a bollocks. Then there's a lot of protective amulets that are just scattered throughout to keep it pure and clean. And then there's a couple of amulets to draw the attention of Osiris, which would probably be problematic if they were missed out as well. And then, of course, there's the holy water of Isis, which gets poured out the top and nourishes the whole thing. But that's water, not the amulets. At which point, there is a hammering on the door. You can't get the door open! There should be nobody down there, but the door is barred.
Hello? And
behind you, you hear people hammering on the windows.
I hammer on the door harder. Hello? Let me in. It's the High Priest.
Yes. Well, once he starts speaking, it becomes obvious who it is. Also, the ground shakes when he says High Priest.
I'll gesture at the guards. Let him in.
Are you sure, Mistress?
Yes. Let him in.
He might lay a curse on us for being in this holy place.
Can I hear that?
Lay a curse on you for being in this holy place with the princess.
The braver of the two lifts the bar and the doors swing open to reveal the holy eunuch and the high priest. The grounds shake once more.
I'm just looking at them suspiciously.
And they shake more violently. Above you there is a cracking sound! And those of you who are in the lower area need to make me a skiing escape check.
As the anchor of the gods falls.
That's all
you two are not.
No. Oh. Okay.
19. 26.
You two are fine. There's a cracking sound and part of the roof falls above you and you have to dive forward to get out of the way, sort of slamming into the high priest and the holy eunuch as you do so. Your two guards, one of them, the braver of the two, immediately dives forward, shoving you even further out of the way. The slightly less brave one takes a moment to go, "The car!" And I knock my headphones clean off my face as he is smushed underfoot by a huge chunk of the roof. Blood splatters across, mostly the high priest, but also the priestess of Isis. Problem I'm having at the moment is I can't make any fail rolls. So tension isn't going up. So what are you all going to do? Remember, you can spend survival points.
Just so you know. Do it.
A lot of very useful things. The ground is shaking. You can see cracks running up the walls where there weren't any before. High Priest, you are very aware that the roof is made of stone.
Yeah. I feel like going further in there isn't a great idea. Those collapse on us.
Well, you could. You might be alright. Depends on how angry Osiris is, doesn't it? But he wouldn't harm you, surely.
No, I'm the High Priest.
Of course you are. Entirely.
I mean, you can still get through that passageway. You can see the halls of records from where you're standing. I mean, it's not that risky. The ground shakes again.
So, did you discover anything in the records?
We hardly got in there. There've been some problems with the ritual. There is a suggestion that one of the amulets may have been taken, perhaps replaced in your room.
One of the amulets? Ooh. Which one?
Is there any clue? Or just a piece of jewelry?
No. Did you tell me anything of what you were told?
What amulets there are.
Well, there's the amulet of the mind, the amulet of the heart, the amulet of the groin, the very protective amulets.
Would you notice if one was missing?
Well, you should.
When?
I mean, certainly, if any of the big three were missing, it would be unusual not to notice. They're quite large.
Did you notice anything missing when you assembled the statue?
No, of course not. They're fairly hard to miss.
Perhaps they were tampered with in some way.
It could be possible. Why do you have reason to believe that there's something wrong with them?
Just a conversation I overheard.
May I inquire as to what?
Everybody's looking very shitty.
There was talk among the temple girls, I believe. That's what I heard, anyway.
Talk of what?
I didn't know if it was important. Well, as the priestess told you.
What, they tampered with one of the
potentially
amulets? I didn't notice anything wrong, but perhaps we could go talk with them.
I'd just like to remind you all about identify and obscure.
Yeah.
I feel that it's one of those things that possibly right now, because there's a lot of accusations flying around the place.
Can I try rolling identify at this point?
Yeah.
To see.
Hey, High Priest, do you want to roll that too?
Yeah. Can I use my The Mysteries of Osiris again?
Yes, actually, for that one.
Who's doing identify first?
If you do an identify and an obscure, and then we'll reverse.
Okay.
It. Except in his case, he won't be rolling identify, he'll be rolling Mysteries of Osiris.
Okay. So I get 15 on my identify.
I get 13 total, so 11 on
that. He is not telling you the truth when he didn't notice how much was wrong. Now roll your Mysteries of Osiris, High Priest, versus the Princesses.
14.
20. You rolled a 12, damn it. 12! One more! Right, you got less, right?
Yeah.
Okay, first things first. The temple girls don't leave the temple. How the hell did she overhear that? Also, she's being very evasive about what amulet she thinks is taken.
Right, okay.
She didn't say she
had... Hey, Horemheb! Hey, Priestess of Isis! You're in the clear! Everybody seems to be glaring at each other! But you two are fine, the ground shows. Yeah, that seems like a good plan.
You sure you didn't notice anything?
Are you sure you're telling me the whole truth?
I asked first.
Yes, I'm telling the whole truth.
I'm not going to make you make another identify check. No.
I don't think
no, he
are.
Isn't.
There was something. What did you notice?
This Do you wish me to cut him down?
A bit extreme.
I am a guard of the Pharaoh. This is the Pharaoh's daughter. Another rumble of the ground.
You will notice I haven't answered his question yet.
Speak, priest. Shing.
I may have noticed something suspicious about the heart amulet that should be in the statue.
What did you notice?
Ground. Far off in the distance, you hear what sounds like a shutter breaking.
You first. Tell me what you heard from... Tell me the truth about what you heard and who you heard it from.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're clearly not telling me the whole truth. I know that you can't have heard anything from the temple girls. They don't leave the temple.
Hey, that's a good point, Recess of Isis. What do you think of that? Oh, wait. Mysteries of Osiris.
I may have been in the temple once or twice, not dressed as myself.
What, princess? Says your guard. The ground ship.
I was on my father's business.
Why would he not tell me? I am one of his most trusted guards. Off in the distance you hear screaming, and then it is suddenly cut off.
Can I make a roll to try and think if I could have actually realized when this mysterious visit happened? Can I use my speciality?
I can't remember your speciality.
I will show you because I can't.
I
oh, you've got it written down. Okay, yeah, because I don't want to say it out loud.
Your speciality doesn't really work.
That's fine.
But you can try and work out when that would have been.
Would that be an identify role?
Yeah, probably.
Because my identify is dog shit.
yeah, no, it's information gathering, so. Yeah, your identify is not great.
Okay. Do I have a way to do a bonus for this?
Well, you can re-roll if you fail by spending a survival point.
Ooh, can I spend a survival point to get inspiration, which allows me to flip the attribute pair?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I will...
Survival point, please. Oh my god, tension finally goes up.
Okay, so that means I flip it around so I can use
my... become seven.
My obscure instead. So that's 10. I got double the dice, which I believe gets me a survival point.
It does. It doesn't send tension down very so
no,
I'm fine with that.
That's fine. That's 19.
Yes. Now, if she is indeed talking about the amulet of the heart, then directly before, well, when they're not in use, they are locked in the treasury. The only time they're brought up is for like 3 or 4 days before the Mysteries of Osiris, when they are placed in the High Priest's room, so that you may pray over them and so on. And then they're inside a giant clay statue. Once the clay statue sprouts, it tends to crack where the amulets are, and they're retrieved, put back into the vault. So there's like a 3-day period when, like, they could have been on show at all. The ground shakes as you realise your revelation that it's only really 3 days when any amulet was on show, because either they're in a vault, and you'd have noticed if you brought them up from the vault what had been missing, or, like, in a giant statue. And you're fairly certain nobody's been digging around in the statue.
Hmm. I believe it wasn't replaced until after the statue was built, though, so it couldn't have been.
They're only out of the vault for 3 days before they're in the statue.
So, hey, Priestess of Isis. Mm-hmm. Where the hell would the High Priest build a statue without a heart amulet? If it was missing, what's going on? If it was missing, no. Or the head amulet, or the groin amulet, any of the major amulets, no. Couldn't have done it. Would have been obvious.
I'm so confused right now.
What? Are you suggesting the statue was built without the...
Well, I'm saying it must have been a different amulet if those ones were all put in it.
I'm just looking at the High Priest right now.
Well, remember when I said there was something suspicious about the heart amulet? Mm-hmm. I can't really say that I don't remember putting it into the statue, but I do find it suspicious that I apparently didn't put it into the statue, and it's still not in the... I have it with me now.
You have angered Osiris!
What have what? You done?!
But there must... How could I forget? It's such a essential part to put in. It must have been swapped, or I must have put in something else by mistake.
Wait, you've got it on you?
Yes, in answer to your question.
Yeah.
Then put it in the statue now!
Well, you can't just, it would destroy the statue.
It'll destroy the statue if this lunatic's break in and slaughter us all!
Wait, would it fix it if we just fixed what was wrong with it? I'm asking you, High Priest of Osiris.
I don't think so. We'd have to physically destroy the statue, I think, to put it in. We'd have to open up the chest and...
Could you build a new statue?
Yeah. Well, it's months long to build the statue.
Yeah,
the
it's
Nile
30 days. And 30 days of the Nile not rising, the angry people outside are probably not going to wait that long.
We don't have any other option.
Sorry, quote marks. Outside.
But if we did, say, do surgery and fix anything else that might have gone wrong, would it work?
I don't know.
Is it worth trying? I could get some fresh water of Isis. We could go and try. What's the worst that can happen if the gods are already trying to murder you?
I suppose. Yes, let's try it.
Right.
Okay, so do you reveal the heart amulet?
Yes.
Around his neck, hanging over his chest, is this huge gold amulet of a heart with Osiris's name on a cartouche in the middle of it.
You are no high priest. Oh, I wish you got crushed instead of your other guard. He was much less irritating.
This must be done.
There is a rattling sound, and then cracks run up the walls. At this point, you can all make me risky escape checks.
Oh boy.
Wow. You're really good.
Total 14.
Okay. The eunuch is smacked by a large piece of rock.
Ah!
And a big cut is brought up across your face and part of your robe is ripped.
I hastily cover it up. 16.
27.
Okay, rocks rain down from the roof. As the high priest says, I wish you'd been crushed. The shaking intensifies, and a huge piece of the roof descends upon the guard, crushing him utterly, and absolutely, it just mulches him. Bone fragments and bits of him go everywhere. Horemheb gets caught by a chunk of rock as it falls, slashing open his face and ripping over part of his shirt, which he then drags back into place. And the guard is completely destroyed. You stand there for a moment looking like, holy fuck, what happened there? Shit. he just cursed one of your guards, and then he died. Possibly Osiris is not quite so angry with him as you thought.
Indeed, that means he's in the best position to fix this.
Incidentally, the guard rolled 3.
Does the guard have a weapon of some kind?
He probably did, but it's currently under about 14 tons of limestone.
Sure.
There's just a crunching, grinding sound. And the roof above you is open. And you can hear it.
Right, well now that one problem is solved, shall we go try and sort the other one out?
You're a little terrified, if I'm honest.
Yes. Yes, let's do that.
Us open? So you start running through the temple complex. Are you heading towards the basin room, I assume?
Yes.
You head towards the basin room. What?
I have to go via the water.
Oh dear. Are you going to split up to come and pull them out?
Yes, I'll go with the priestess.
Right then, I don't know who gets the survival points.
Give it then.
You suggested it.
Yeah, and it's her. It's the priestess.
I need to get for a yellow one, listeners. Oh. There we go. I need to get some of those off her. Not too many.
Strong with this one.
Right, so Horemheb and the High Priestess of Isis go, oh, we need water! And start hearing off towards the water place. Right then, so I think we'll probably deal with them first. You're running through the inner sanctum of the temple, but you're fairly certain that at least some of the rioting crowd has made it in here. You turn round a corner and you don't find a body. You find a splash of blood on one wall. It looks like perhaps maybe a priest or a eunuch was caught by the crowd. They must be here if there's blood. You rush on a little further and you start hearing a noise. Bronze on stone. Scraping something sharp along the wall. What are you two doing?
Trying to get to the well.
Yeah.
You can leg it, or you could be like, you know, stealthy.
What stealth?
Obscure, of course.
So my options are obscure or escape.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'll try to sneak.
Okay, well we'll go with
this. This is a risky roll.
Yeah.
But you kind of gathered that. We're up to tension 8, let's be honest.
Total of 19.
12.
Thank you. Right. I dropped the tension dice, people.
No!
I can't find the 9. We're up to 9 tension.
Oh god, if it gets to 10, something bad happens.
Yes. So, Horemheb. Ghosting look. You're used to walking silent. Despite all of the bangles that you wear, basically one of your jobs is to keep an eye on the other eunuchs. So you've gotten very good at creeping up on behind people while making sure your bangles don't make any noise. So you just sort of wander along like this, sort of arms folded across your chest so that the bangles don't make any sound.
No, I'm good at making a lovely entrance and making everyone look at me.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of is your thing.
Yeah.
So you're walking along behind Horemheb, who's taken the lead somewhat, and you're like, hang on a minute, he got the first one into the thing. So you run along and just dart in front of him. The problem is that she's running along, it's like, jangle, 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 jangle. And she goes just in front of you as you round the corner, and at the far end is the well of Isis. And you come round the corner and ahead of, and there's this person just turning round to look at you. Weirdly, this person is wearing the robes of one of the eunuchs of the temple. You're fairly certain it's one of the lesser eunuchs. He's got a wild look in his face and a slash across both eyes. And he seems to have made with some kind of, like, ritual dagger. He turns and looks at you. Osiris has been angered. We must pay in blood. We were left to die, but I survived!
Stand aside.
As you say stand aside, he leaps forward and slashes you, which is what the survival point, and just catches you across the arm. What are you two doing?
I'm going to try and knock him the fuck out.
Fair enough. Make me an assault check.
It's risky.
Yeah, I'm punching a knife-wielding guy. That's a total of 17.
I could mess with you, but I kind of want tension to go up. You slash his hand out of the way and smack him in the face. He staggers back. He's looking unwell, but he's not down just yet. He does, however, hiss at you. Die, holy eunuch! And tries to stab at you. You need to make me Ellis. A protect check.
Right, okay. Not as good, but okay.
You have to get the survival points for the NPC out.
19.
Yeah, he stabs towards you and you just dart back out of the way. What are you doing, Princess of Isis? You've just been slashed.
This is horrifying.
By a eunuch. Right outside your own fucking well.
I'm not entirely sure which skill I want to use. Is there any way of basically going, talking to him, basically going, I'm the high priestess of Isis, trying to persuade him, or...
Right, are you persuading him...
I'm literally going through the... I'm trying to fix this sort of thing.
Are you going, fuck off, Plibby! I'm a priestess and I'm fixing this shit! Or are you going, please, help us to fix this shit? Because that depends whether you're using persuade or dissuade.
Dissuade
is like intimidation and cowing people with your might. Force of personality in this case.
There's no way of using my specialisation for that.
No, you could use your specialisation.
I would like to use that then.
So you call upon the fact that you are a priestess and you are powerful and he should bow down and fuck off and...
Yes, basically.
Blimey, get away from me! Roll your holy orders.
23.
That means not 13 on the dice. He sort of staggers back.
I am the High Priestess of Isis. I am fixing this. This is right outside where I need to go, and you can get out of my way.
You are right. It is the High Priest of Osiris I need. And he slams you out of the way and rushes off. So, High Priest and Princess, you're moving to the Inner Temple to try and get to the Great Basin. You also have noticed that many of the shutters seem open. Smash. And you don't have any guards anymore, because the first one got crushed by an accident, and the second one got crushed by the High Priest of Osiris.
Yes.
Who basically went, you should be crushed, and then he was.
Yes.
I didn't say he should be crushed, I just said I wished he would have been crushed.
And then
I preferred the other guy.
And then he was crushed,
yeah.
And Osiris heard your prayer, and for some reason, just did it.
One person dies.
Yeah. So you're making your way through the temple complex, and off in the distance you hear like a pained scream, like a proper, I am in a lot of pain sort of scream. You hear voices. Tell us where they're hiding. Tell us!
I don't know! They left us! They shut the door and left us!
Tell us where they are!
I don't know!
It's down a side corridor, which you've got to pass to get to the basin.
Okay.
How do you want to get past? You could be stealthy. You could just run. You could persuade them not to harm you in case you crush them with the roof. That's a non-zero possibility at the moment. I was not expecting the guard to roll through. Let me just say that now.
I would prefer to just run. That seems to be what I'm better at.
Okay, what's the thing for just running?
Escape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we're just gonna like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like it. Make it. No.
Is this risky?
Yes, this is risky.
Okay. I got 20.
Fucking hell, you beef.
You rolled a 20.
Yeah.
That's a double.
Oh, I rolled 13 on my dice.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Yay! I'm so happy.
I thought you were
I'm so happy. Because that means tension is 10.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And that means bad things happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you start running. Now, it's not stealthy in any way, shape, or form. But you know the temple. So you rush past this corridor, which leads out to the main area. You know the one. As you rush past, you just glance that way, and you can see that some of the crowd are horribly torturing one of the eunuchs that they obviously captured to try and get out from him where the high priest is. And then you run past them.
I tell myself, this is not my fault.
No, no, none of this is your fault. But you keep running, and you keep running, and you have to dodge left and dodge right, and you can hear the stamping feet coming after you. You dodge left and you dodge right, and up ahead you can see one of the doors that has been left open that you know has a bar behind. And if you can just get round that corner and dive in there, you'll be fine. Which is the point at which somebody throws a sword at you both. So you both need to make a protect check.
I'm really worried. I think I've used up all of my dice luck.
I think you've used all of your dice luck forever. Or no. Or no. Maybe not. Dice fucking nothing.
Yeah, 9.
What? 24?
24. Right, so you hear this sword going. And you just dodge around the corner and throw yourself around the corner. And then you hear from the priestess. And the sword buries itself.
Princess.
As the princess gets a sword jammed through her left shoulder blade. You stagger and fall to the ground. You could leave her. Or you could drag her inside and bar the door. That's quite risky. It'd be risky to protect her.
I feel like I probably should drag her. Doesn't mean I want to, but I'm going to.
They are throwing other things, and closing quite quickly. You probably want to make this roll.
Yeah, I'm going to.
The tension is now 11.
I'm going to take the risk and try and drag her through. What is that?
It's a protect roll.
A protect
roll. Oh, okay. A risky protect roll. Remember, you can always pay me a survival 14. Point to re-roll. Sorry?
That was the 14.
You could spend a survival point to re-roll.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you spend the survival point and re-roll and fail, then you lose a survival point.
This is risky. 13.
You can spend points again to
re-roll. But that would leave me down to 2.
Yeah.
We don't want to get the high
you can get them back. There's ways. Incidentally, tension is 13.
If I spend one and then fail, then I lose another one and then I'm down to 1.
Yes! That's exactly how that works.
Yeah.
Oh, another survival point. He really wants to save you, princess. Why do I keep calling her priestess?
Because obviously he wants to save the priestess as well.
Oh, there we go. So, you leap out and you try and grab the princess and she sort of bites you off a bit to begin with. And this knife goes flying past you and you dodge back and then you grab her again and she's still fighting you. And this scythe bounces down and literally just passes in front of your face, maybe an inch or so from your face. And eventually you start dragging her and she's kicking at you and you throw her inside, turn around, and you slam the door shut and just hammer the bar down as a knife comes through the door and stops a millimeter from the pupil of your eye. You can hear hammering on the door and the ground shakes. Tension 14, people. All around you, you can hear the screams of the riot, like baying madness hounding the entire temple. You are now locked in the area where there is very little area left. There's like the well of ices, the basin, some of the inner sanctums, but the outer sanctum of the temple has completely fallen. You can even hear them scrabbling over the roof, looking for cracks to get in.
Incidentally, is this the only door leading? Where are we now? Are we in the inner?
You're in the area where the inner priestly places are. So like
right,
the
so
very center of the.
They can still get to us.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's sort of all interconnected. There's still doors between areas.
Yeah.
The Well of Isis, the Basin Room, the Central Mystery Room, certain of the lesser altars to gods, a couple of the Asylum places, that sort of thing. It's all dead center, and you're now sort of besieged in there by angered people. So where were you going in the base?
Yeah.
And you two were also going. Oh no, you were going to the well.
Yeah, we're getting the water, then going to the basin.
I'm going to go to you two then. The bloodied eunuch, rushes off to try and find the high priest.
Okay.
Sorry, I just give the high priest a thumbs up, which I realise doesn't work already. So then, you head into the well. Somebody has obviously attacked the well. Some of the rocks around the edge have been knocked down. But it's okay, because the water of Isis is actually, it's not gathered from the well. It's gathered from the drip. There's a bucket that is suspended in the well that slowly fills up over the period of a year. Want to make me a identify where I'm ahead?
That's a total of 13. I didn't roll 13 on the dice, sorry.
Oh, well, you're going to fail. Unless you really want to pass. Like, really want to pass. That would make it tension 15, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, tension 15, which is, quote, positively Lovecraftian, quote. I can't find 15 on this dial. Roll again then.
That's an 8.
That's 8 total.
8 total.
Yeah, well you're not passing then, are you?
No, I'm not.
Unless you're playing.
No.
No. There's something weird about what's going on here, but you can't tell what it is. All around you, you hear the baying of the rioting people. Or is it rioting people? Or is it demonic jackals? You're not sure any longer. The sounds of screams echo through the temple complex. And, your face is aching and bleeding from the rock that struck you when the high priest called down a holy curse upon that guard who had angered him. And now you stand within the sanctum of the god Isis, a god supposedly you've angered before, although you didn't know it at the time. Over to you, High Priest of Isis.
I believe I've got some water to collect.
Yeah, well, it's just a simple case of picking the thing up and then doing a short ritual.
How long is this ritual?
It's not like hours, it's relatively short. About the time it takes for these two to run through a door and
in
such.
In that case, okay.
You know, to keep you all even on time.
If it's, in that case, I will, ready the water.
Okay. Go right ahead and make me a holy order roll. It's not risky. I just want to know how well you do it. And whether you roll 13 on the dice, obviously. Okay, you do it very well. So despite the fact that there is a howling of demons all around the temple, she sits there and over quite a full viewer of water, just sort of does these rites and properly blesses them and drips holy oil on the top and blows it off and and stirs it with an appropriate thing, which rattles the system over it, and then hands it to you to carry.
Good job. Where are you heading now?
To the base.
I'm going to make my life easy and make you all get to the basement room at the same time. You've managed to remove the sword from her shoulder. You're bleeding quite heavily. And you're feeling very woozy. And all around you can hear the screams and shouts of people who want nothing better than to murder you. Despite your lofty position, they don't care. The gods have driven them in a frenzy to punish you. Punish all of you. You head towards the basement room and reach there as the High Priest of Isis and the Holy Eunuch get there. They have the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We have the amulet, so I guess we
use try some dodging.
Yeah.
The door to the room is currently closed. Push it open.
Yes.
Push open the door. And a wave of rotten vegetation rolls over. The smell of it. You can almost taste it. It's that bad. Move into the room and head towards the base. You reach the base and you realize that one of the ground tremors must have cracked. There's a big jagged crack all the way down there. That's okay. The basin is just to hold the vessel. Who's approaching the actual statue?
Because it would be me with the heart.
Holding the heart amulet forwards?
Well, how tall is the statue? Are you?
Well, it's laying down in the basin.
So. Oh, it's laying down.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you step forward and walk up the steps to the top of the basin. The basin is empty.
Well,
behind you, next to the door, you hear a voice.
Give us those who were guilty.
Standing just inside the door on the right-hand side in the shadows is an 8-foot-tall thing made out of mud and covered in rotten barley stalks. It looks somewhat like Osiris. If Osiris looked a lot angrier and had a, crusted hole in its chest.
Is it missing it completely? Or is there, something fake where the heart should be?
It's like it's collapsed inwards. It's like there's a missing thing there that was never put in.
Give us those who were to blame, and you may survive. Choose.
The thing steps forward. You lot did not realize it was there until it started speaking. You just thought it was one of the statues of the temple. But it steps forward and slime from the barley drips on the floor, and it stinks. And it looms over you because it's a full, 8-9 foot tall.
Backing away.
Which of you defiled this temple? Which of you defiled this rite?
The ground shakes.
Speak!
Everybody looks at everybody else. Nobody's moving.
Speak or I will kill you all.
I give no choice.
Everybody looks at Horam now.
I didn't ask to be made the eunuch. I did the rites as well as I could.
But you are no eunuch.
That wouldn't have been a problem if he hadn't made me the holy eunuch.
You are no.
No. That's news to me.
The high priest is like, I'm off.
So then, are you to blame, woman?
I did the rites.
Doing the rites is not enough.
It takes 2 steps forward and tries to bring a huge hand down upon you.
I'm trying to get out of the way. I'm not just going to
Yeah, you're
going to
roll protect.
Yeah. Yes.
This is rolling deadly, I should point out.
I'm going to roll as hard as I get. That's a total of 20.
Its fist comes sailing down. and you dive to one side, and it smashes through the side of the basin. You scatter across the floor, and it stamps forward again.
You are to blame, then. You admit your blame, do you?
He left the heart out!
It stops.
It stops and turns to the High Priest.
Is this true, High Priest? Did you leave my heart out? I see you wear it around your chest like a token, like a trophy.
It was an accident. I don't remember not doing it. It just suddenly
your
happened.
Feeble mind is no true excuse.
A huge fist is coming towards you as well. It is still rolling badly.
18. That is a protect, right? 2. No. That's all of my survival tokens. 1.
Yeah, it's rolling deadly. This fist comes past. It whips over your head, Holy Unit, and smashes into the High Priest. He is lifted from the floor and smashes against the wall and slides down. The huge golem reaches down and just tears the heart amulet off it, which incidentally takes part of his skull with it, and then just crudely rams it into its chest so it's sticking out of the mud.
So, then, you are the last one to blame, then. Step forward. Will you accept your fate, or do you have another you wish to implicate? There's another step forward.
Sorry, I keep doing the voice when I don't need to do the voice. There's another step forward as this thing looms above you, rotting belly starts mixing with the High Priest's blood and shattered bones.
No. It just stands there.
The fist comes down on the top of the head of the Holy Eunuch with a crunching sound as the neck breaks and the body falls down. The ground shatters.
I yet walk. Why? There must be one here still with guilt. I am the avatar of Osiris. I see the guilt upon you. Offer up the one of you who is guilty.
The priestess of Isis is giving the princess the eye.
Speak, or you will both.
Possible. Closer. Neither of them is speaking. It's raising both of its fists to bring them down on the both of them. You've still got the holy eunuch had the ewer, didn't she? It turns out. Sorry?
Did he put it down, or is it?
I don't know.
If
you want to pay me a survival point, he did! He did! Yes, you've got the ewer.
He obviously handed it over when he was done.
Yeah, she.
She handed it over.
It turns out.
Yeah.
So, it's getting closer, and it's obviously getting ready to try and smush you both. Do you do anything? As the fists rise above it.
Dodge.
Okay, so your plan is let it attack me and then dodge. High Priest devices.
I'll offer it up the water.
You know what? That might work. Make me a holy orb as well. It's protected, not great. Oh, wow.
16.
It's protected, not great. You throw the water upon it. And where the water touches, the barley actually grows. It goes from being rotten to being green. And it gives you a look. And then rounds on you, princess.
You are the good. Everyone else has either paid in blood or returned what they withheld.
I returned it. I already returned it.
You spy. You stole.
I returned it, though.
Too late you returned it. The priest was negligent, and you were a thief. Do you know the price of thievery in Pharaoh's kingdom?
And that's the point at which he tries to punch you.
I'm guessing out of character I do know. No, in character I do know.
Yeah.
But I've got no idea.
In character, let's put it this way. Stealing from a temple, yeah, you died. Right. But it's trying to punch you, so...
Okay.
It's answering your question directly. It's a real... Oh, I rolled a 12 as well, goddammit. But I can't roll a 13 for myself.
So, do I have to try and dodge it? Yeah, that would be a 9.
A 9.
Can I re-roll?
You can pay me a survival point to do exactly that then, yes?
Because I'm guessing. He's going to just murder me.
This will put tension up to 16. And remember, I can use tension to increase assault rolls. Just like that.
I'll try it once and see if I do any better. No, I don't.
Okay, so what did you get?
7.
Yeah.
This fist comes crashing into your face, knocking you back against the wall. But you're not dead yet. You fly across the room and smash up against the wall and fall down. You're bleeding from the face. Your sword wound has opened up again. It's moving towards you. Do either of you want to do anything? The High Priest is
still sort of vaguely supplicating.
The High Priest goes,
can I, get out of this room?
Yes, you can make an escape check.
Right, I'd like to do that, please.
This is risky, because you'll have to dodge past it.
Yes, I know, I'm sure.
You go to run past it.
That is 21.
21, you say?
Yes.
21.
Yes.
If I drop 5 off that, it's still higher than 15. So yeah, you run out past it. I start hearing off down the corridors. Priestess, I have a job for you.
Certainly.
It points after the fleeing princess as it very slowly lumbers after her. Like really slowly.
Princess.
Do you run after the princess?
Yeah.
Okay. Princess, you're running through the temple. Occasionally you come around the corner and you see like the rioters and you have to dodge back in and come back the other way. Make me an escape check. Make me a pursue check. I don't actually have to make a pursue check for the golem. Gas.
It just catch up now. 19.
You're still ahead. You're trying to find a way to get out. You're checking all the doors and checking all the windows, but every window that you find that's barred, when you open it, hands come through and try and grab you. All over the screaming jackal rioters.
Can I start? I want to yell basically to any of the rioters that the person to blame, is that person there, and could you possibly attack her?
Make me a persuade check.
This
is risky.
Okay.
Because, frankly, they also want to kill you.
You tell counting your game.
Well, I always forget how to count. It's very hard.
Well, you know, it's been a long day.
17. Okay, so, yeah, the people are like, she's to blame? Quick,
head after her! The Empress of Isis! The gods have spoken to me! That one! Kill that one!
A huge horde of people is chasing after you. Make me an escape check. I can adjust these, by the way.
Oh, that would be an 11.
I don't need to adjust that. The horde catches up with her, and they drag her to the ground, and they descend with a stomping, and a stabbing, and a crunching, and a dying. Technically speaking, I need to make it fail another one, but we're you die.
Yes.
Behind you see the golem come round the corner, and then takes a step forward and just shatters into mud. And barley, silence falls. The ground stops shaking, and the rioters look around confused, as if they don't quite know what they've been doing. The end. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of our very first The Dead of Night. How did people find it?
That was fun. That was really fun.
It's a good game. The problem I had was I couldn't make it fail rolls, so the tension wouldn't go up. Because I needed it to get... Basically, the golem actually awoke at 10.
Right.
And if I got to 15 while the golem was off, it would have started doing different things. But you didn't go anywhere near... Because the golem, it went from 9 to 15 in one wonderful set of... I've got to spend all the survival check. But I quite like this game. It's very good for running, like, slasher horror.
It is every time for what it is.
Working against each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Would people like to explain what happened with each of their characters, starting with you, High Priest?
It's like I said in the campaign, in the session even, I did all the rites, I did all the praying, I did everything I was supposed to do, and then kind of realized that somehow I forgot to put in the heart. I wasn't quite sure how I forgot, because it's such a essential part, but I did.
Yeah.
I'm having a suspicion now that it had something to do with,
Princess, do you want to go next?
Sure.
What have you been doing, Princess?
Well, you see, my father, the Pharaoh, just, you know, sort of thought that the High Priest is kind of old and decrepit and probably needs, like, me to go and sort of got someone to double check and see if he finds some other reason to sort of get rid of him because he's not really doing his job properly anymore. So.
Well, he was up until she turned up.
Well. Wait, the Pharaoh didn't think he was doing well enough, so she was sent to go and spy on him. So she pretended to be one of the temple girls and spied on a load of secret rites. Which,
you know, the ones that are only supposed to be able to see by one person.
Yeah, and also, you know, found this amulet and thought, oh, that's very pretty, and took it with her. So it became sort of obvious when the rite was going on that something was quite wrong with the statue, and she kept seeing nightmares of the gods being angry, so she put it back.
You know, after the riot started.
Yeah.
So what, then you just found it and went, oh, why isn't that in there?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, bollocks. How? Yeah, but he did fuck up because he didn't notice it wasn't there when he was first putting it in, so.
Yeah.
He
didn't wear it after that.
Apparently, yeah.
Probably the best way of making sure no one else finds it and realises what
you've done. I guess I was hoping to try and find some solution without having to admit that I'd done anything wrong.
Yeah. High Priest of Isis.
Yes?
What did you do?
Well, you ungrateful bastards that you are, you didn't ask me for the water, you didn't beg me for the water, you just demanded I handed you some water. So I gave you some water from the nun instead.
You know when you went into the well?
It's quite a surprising amount of water there.
Yeah, the ewer was overflowing, which means it hasn't been emptied this year.
Oh!
If you'd seen that, you'd have been able to infiltrate most of the ewer.
Yeah, I would have.
And, holy eunuch!
Yeah, no, the simple fact of the matter was, I have always in fact been a woman over the past 15 years pretending to be a eunuch because, well, it's a lot better than being some poor woman in the land of the pharaohs being a eunuch. It was all fine and great and good until this prick decided I was actually quite good at my job and made me the holy eunuch. Which was a slight problem because it's meant to be rituals done by, you know, a eunuch who is the male. Who has no libido or sex drive or anything like that, and is therefore pure. Except, you know, I'm a woman, and you know,
not a eunuch.
I'm not a eunuch, therefore, you know. Yeah. So oddly enough, that's not good.
I gotta say, Rachel. I had a lot of fun writing these characters.
I'm good. What was the deal with the
Wait, before that, what's everyone's bad habits? Because mine is that I believe myself untouchable.
I'm supposed to be a bit too curious.
I'm suspicious of everyone and unwilling to trust.
I have to perform the rites no matter what.
Yeah.
But that never really came up.
No. Nimlot, the High Priest of Amon, had the bad habit never to blame it's all your fault. You are Nimlot, High Priest of the one true god Amon. For years your god has been ignored and kept from his rightful place as the one true god. In Nausicaa, Osiris holds sway, the mystery rite supposedly causing the Nile all to rise each year. Osiris is not a god. So you formed a plan. He knew that the barley yeast in the mystery was grown in the temple field, so he laid a curse on it. And to hedge his bets, the barley that was picked was boiled before it was handed to you, so it wouldn't grow. However, his plan was to perform... He bought up a rite to Amun that would cause the Nile to rise. So when the Nile didn't rise, he performed his rite to Amun in front of the Pharaoh, and the Nile still didn't rise. So at the bottom, it's like, that was 3 days ago, and the river has not risen. You may have made a terrible mistake. Now the Pharaoh has sent you to discover why the Osiris rite has failed, on pain of death. And there we go. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our first session of Dead at Night. I do have another one planned. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecultsofdandice@gmail.com, or you can go to thecultsofdandice.net and talk to us there. You can talk to us at the Twitters of @cultteamdice, or me @Mordrigan, or him @BloodyFox, or her @TGremlin, possibly at the Duck. I don't know. No, he's not on Twitters. Thank you very much for listening. Again, if you want to leave us iTunes reviews, we'd really like some iTunes reviews. And remember, if you're making a golem out of barley and mud, put the fucking heart in. Goodbye!